Why would somebody buy from you, work for you, invest in you, and partner with you? In the legal field, why would a client hire you? If you've got a firm of any size, small, medium, or large, why would somebody come to work for you, right?
You're listening to Be That Lawyer, life-changing strategies and resources for growing a successful law practice. Each episode, your host, author, and lawyer coach, Steve Fritzen, will take a deeper dive, helping you grow your law practice in less time with greater results. Now, here's your host, Steve Fritzen.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Be That Lawyer. I hope you are having a terrific day. You're probably used to me saying having a lovely day, but I changed it up today just to make sure I'm keeping you on your toes. Everything's groovy here in Chicago. We're all trying to make it happen. And one way or the other, we just had the ABA Legal Tech Show. And that was kind of fun to, you know, hang out with some of the people I've had on this show, and there are people recognizing me because they remember, you know, being on the show or listening to the show, but really good stuff. And if you're a fan of Be That Lawyer podcast, don't be shy. Tell your lawyer friends about it. Let others know. Don't be afraid to leave a kind comment or a five-star review on Amazon or whatever you're Google, wherever you're listening to this. So before I introduce my guest, Paul, today, I just want to take a second and thank our sponsors, Legalese Marketing and MoneyPenny, both helping me to get more business, build my brand, just generally, you know, make sure that I'm not missing anything off my website. So thank you to those guys. And then Paul was so kind to submit a quote for today, and it's a good quote. Most of them are good, but this one's really good. People don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. And that's a Simon Sinek quote. And Paul Farriga, welcome to the show. And before we get into your background, why did you submit that quote?
Well, Steve, first of all, thanks for having me. And why is a question that we learn to ask when we're very small. Anybody who in the audience who has small children, why? Of course, I have a daughter who's a writer. She had to ask for what reason, because why not use four words instead of, one? Maybe she was a future lawyer. I don't know. But it's the most fundamental question that we can ask. That's why I picked that quote.
And I think it also represents that what people actually care about. I mean, they don't care about what you do. They care about why you do it. And I've heard another quote, you know, it's about how you make them feel, right? Yeah. So maybe the why is how we draw out the feeling, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Very cool. So Paul is the founder of WordWrite, and he's just literally 30 minutes before we got on air today, I opened my mailbox and boom, here's his book, you know, Finding Your Capital S Story. And then he shows me he got my book in the mail.
So
we're book brothers now.
Yes, thank we you. Are.
Awesome. Awesome. And I can't wait to read it. And you know, it's interesting. Lawyers really do struggle with not only telling their story, but finding their unique differentiator in the marketplace. They're loaded in a sea full of other lawyers doing the same types of things. And they really struggle with that. I know we're going to get into the weeds on that in a minute, but do my audience a solid and give a little bit of your background so we know what led you up to being on the show and writing the book and having this great business, WordWrite.
You got it, Steve. So I've had several careers in my life. The first was in journalism. And I figured it out one time. Over 20 years in journalism, I wrote about 10,000 stories and edited another 10,000. I covered everything from murders to the White House. And you know, that's a lot of beginnings, middles, and ends, Steve. And what you learn is you're with people in the best moments in their lives and the worst moments of their lives. And you really come to understand the arc of a story. For about 20 years now, I've been in the marketing agency business. I first was at Ketchum Public Relations, which is the fifth largest PR firm in the world. And I worked with lots of great big companies, Alcoa, Bridgestone, Firestone, Rutgers University, Delta. I could go on and on. It was like getting an advanced degree in how to tell your story. When I started our firm 2 decades ago, that commitment to story that came from being in journalism and came from being at a place like Ketchum was baked into the foundation of everything we did. What we do at our firm is all about your story. We exist quite simply to help providers of complex services. Hello, are you a lawyer? And you provide complex services. better share their story with the decision makers who hire them. And I think a theme for our time in this episode, Steve, is going to be that most people who hire lawyers really don't understand what they do.
Yeah. And then lawyers try to explain to them what they do. And that just maybe makes things worse.
It absolutely does. Yeah.
So, and it's not necessarily about dumbing things down. I think it's about how we tell a story, how we differentiate ourselves, how we come across authentically. And it's just a challenge for people to do that. So why do you think lawyers are so challenged by sharing their story, telling their story, and coming up with something unique about themselves that's going to resonate with an audience? Maybe they're the general counsels of the world, the CEOs of the world, the people that they're targeting, or just consumers. I mean, people that exactly. get in accidents and need divorces, things like that.
Right. If they're in family law, or if they're representing plaintiffs in a case, everything that a lawyer learns in their training is about certifying themselves and obtaining credentials, Steve. So the ultimate, of course, is taking the bar exam early in your career and getting that license that says, I'm an attorney, right? So it's a quest for an appropriate kind of sameness, if you will, which is the opposite of differentiation, right? And throughout their careers, lawyers, and frequently, and most lawyers work in firms of some size, small, medium, or large, the firm culture is driven towards obtaining more degrees of sameness. I'm certified to do this. I can do this in bankruptcy. I can do that in real estate. You get continuing legal education credits, right? So what's happening here is, in order to get the work that a lawyer really wants to get, they need all that. And believe me, I respect all that. But that's not what people are looking for when they're hiring an attorney. Because if you're in the conversation to be hired, you have to have those certifications. You got to have that law degree.
It's the table stakes.
It's exactly right. I say that all the time, Steve. Those are the table stakes. So how do you set yourself apart? And our philosophy at our firm, which led me to write the book, Finding Your Capital S Story, Why Your Story Drives Your Brand, is the most important marketing asset an attorney owns, a law firm owns, is their story. The thing that really sets them apart.
Yeah. And so that's a great segue to answer the question. All right. So a lawyer has a story.
Yes.
Maybe it's even a good story. But yes. What separates a story from a capital S story, as you put it, because that's the title of your book and that's kind of your jam. That's what you're into. So
yes.
What makes the capital S story better or more effective than a traditional story?
So if you think back to the way most of us consume news, and in the old days, those of a certain age actually read a new thing called a newspaper that was on paper. The saying used to be, today's news is tomorrow's birdcage liner, right? Well, on social media, I mean, most people can't remember what they read in their social media feed yesterday, right? So those are the small S stories, Steve. The big S story, the capital S story, is just that, because it answers four fundamental questions that stand the test of time. And those questions are, why would somebody buy from you, work for you, invest in you, and partner with you? In the legal field, why would a client hire you? If you've got a firm of any size, small, medium, or large, why would somebody come to work for you, right? The investing piece is not always as relevant in the legal field, but the partnering piece is.
I don't know about that. I think partnering, yeah. Investing, I don't think people understand that when you hire a lawyer, it is an investment, because right. you're investing in that risk protection. You're investing in the litigation to limit the exposure. Right. So I think all four really ring true. And again, in some areas, legal may be less so than others, but I totally get it.
Yeah. I think about the partnering in particular, because the way so many attorneys drive their business is through networking and referrals. They have to have those relationships. And if somebody who might be a highly skilled professional, say an accountant an estate planner. You know, you think about a lot of folks who work with lawyers on a daily basis, but are not lawyers themselves. If they can't reliably and accurately share your unique story to help you drive your business, well, then that's a missed opportunity.
Yeah. So it sounds like that answering those questions really helps to define the capital S story. And, absolutely. And, but I don't know that it's something sometimes like we're in it, right? Like I'm in my business. I had to bring in experts to yes. help me come up with Be That Lawyer. They, yes. they questioned my clients. They looked at the industry. They went through all, and I was too close to it to understand that my brand was Be That Lawyer. It took some professionals to come in and help me. So mm-hmm. it's not that unusual that lawyers struggle with coming up with their S capital S story. But what are some things that they can do? What are some steps that they can take? And I know there's the four questions, but what are the steps they can take to say, all right, so I need to do this, want to do this, and maybe I want to try it on my own. Maybe I want to call Paul, have him come in and help the firm, help me, but give away some of the goodies.
So Steve, you know this because you talk about this all the time and it's in your books. Start with talking to your clients, your best clients. Understand why it is that you have long-term relationships with some of your clients. Understand why certain people in your client set or your network refer you over and over again. Because when they're referring you, when they're recommending you, when they're hiring you, they're not saying, you know, this person went to the Loyola College of Law, so therefore, I got to hire that person. It's about who you are as an attorney, a member of the bar, or your firm. It's back to that unique asset that you own, your story. So that'll help you. The other thing is, you know, in terms, so that's the external piece of it, Steve. The internal piece of it is, I know very few attorneys who became attorneys because they wanted to regale people at cocktail parties with case citations, right?
What are you talking about? I thought that's the best part. I want to hear all of them right now. I have nothing else going on in my life.
All of my friends who've done their time in indentured servitude at large firms where they worked 80 hours a week in windowless, airless rooms. Of course, we don't do that as much anymore because of COVID and technology, but there used to be these things called law libraries. And if you wanted to find the associates, you'd go in there, you know, late at night and there they were pounding away. My point is, that's not the attractive part of being a lawyer. There is a passion that drives people to become members of the bar. And so for yourself, connecting internally with what that is for you and externally with those who know you best, your clients, your network, your referral sources, should help you start that process of identifying your unique, compelling, and memorable story.
So is it more about the why, or is it to some degree about something that makes that lawyer unique in the space? So obviously lawyers have been looking at niching down and yes. owning an industry, owning a particular niche of a niche with it. So it's not just litigation, it's labor and employment litigation. Not only is it labor and employment litigation, you know, maybe there are specific industries like the hospitality industry. So
yes. This
is sort of what's been defining how a lawyer is building a brand more so than maybe the why, but how do they intertwine or interconnect?
Well, they very much do interconnect. In our work, we use sociology, biology, and psychology to understand the storytelling process. Simply put, Steve, there's a lot of research, a lot of history that shows that human beings in our minds, we tell the same stories over and over again. Those are known as archetypal stories. If I say to you that I'm representing a new client and it's a David and Goliath story in a patent case, you don't need to be a biblical scholar to know that it's the underdog. Right? So that's half the equation. And then your point is extremely valid. An archetypal story plus the specifics of what it is that you do. And today, with the way the law is evolving, thanks to technology, you really can't get business just by being in the niche of the niche of the niche. There's rarely just one guy or one gal who is the expert. Now, there might be a small community of 10 or 20 or 30,
Or maybe based on location.
Exactly. Right?
Like someone in Chicago that also competes with someone in Cleveland, but not so much because they're focusing on an area. And then now we're even, you know, niching down further by geographics.
Right, right. So, you know, it's kind of like, I think about like when I go see the eye doctor, you know, and they're having me look at the eye chart and they're messing around with, you know, they change the lens. Now, how about this? Now, how about that? So these are all factors in that process, right? So definitely your expertise, your very deep expertise is a part of the equation. That has to be married with your story.
Legalese Marketing is not your traditional marketing vendor. Instead, we're a true fractional CMO that helps you save time and spend your money the right way to build the practice of your dreams. We help through the entire process, from customizing your intake system to driving leads and even getting more reviews afterwards. Schedule your free call at legalesemarketing.com.
Hi, I'm Steph from Moneypenny. We're trusted by leading law firms and attorneys to answer calls virtually, professionally, and brilliantly. Our high-tech receptionist service enables us to route calls to your teams wherever they're working, and even recognize and prioritize calls based on whether they're a repeat caller, a new client, or a VIP. Claim your exclusive partner rates and free trial by quoting Fretzin today.
Okay, so you've got a story of your how you built your practice, how you work with clients or whatever the story might be, intertwining then with the niche, intertwining with your geography, intertwining with your why. You know, why are you bothering to practice this kind of law? So, and I hope I'm not putting you on the spot, but I kind of am. long dramatic pause. Then what's an example? Like you've worked with lawyers for years. Yes. So what would be an example of, and you don't have to give a name unless you want to, but like a lawyer that you worked with that had essentially no story or no S, right? Capital S.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now that lawyer has the capital S and is using and utilizing that story on the website, LinkedIn, talking, you know, presenting the way clients, you know, perceive or believe in that individual. Do you have a one that just stands out?
Yeah, we're in the midst of working with a firm right now. So in the United States, and I know a lot of your audience is in the United States, you can go to pretty much any major city, and the legal field, business litigation is going to look like this. There's going to be three or four well-known national brand names that have a presence in the city, probably. Not always the same, but you know, out of the top 10 firms, three or four of them will be there. And then there's going to be this huge chunk of mid-sized law firms, you know, maybe 50 to 100 lawyers, and their websites all say the same dang thing. They practice in the same areas. It's impossible to tell them apart. Those are the kinds of firms that we typically work with because they really do have a story. They just don't know it yet. The firm that we're in the process of working with right now, 100-year-old firm, 75 attorneys, focused on the areas of law I just described. When we started working with them, Steve, they said, look, our best business is working with inside counsel, general counsel, in C-suite leadership on legal matters that they've never dealt with before. When they get a legal matter where they say to themselves, uh-oh, we've never dealt with this before, what are we going to do? They want to be the first call. Right, this firm wants to be the first call. So we went through our process that's described in the book, and we identified an archetype that we called legal pathfinder. Because, you know, if you're a business law client and you come across a legal problem you've never dealt with before, you don't want to step on the landmines. So you want to work with somebody who's been there before and done that before. So that is the archetypal story that we're working with for them.
And then does the imagery on their website and the way that they talk, their infomercials, everything then has to align with legal pathfinder. They can't go in halfway.
Right. And that is so true. And, you know, Steve, you discussed this in your most recent book, Legal Business Development. You know, I'm in the midst of working on a talk right now where I've got the about description from three different law firms. And I'm going to challenge the audience to pick the law firms. They can't.
That's great.
It's, you know, just.
How are these different? They're not.
They're not. It's, and not only are they not different, they also don't say what any one of these three firms does. Yeah. It's impossible to tell. So, you know, to your point, once you know what your story is as a firm or as an individual practitioner, that needs to infuse your marketing and business development. That's how people are going to remember you.
Well, this is a shift because I think in the old days, and by old days, I mean 10 years ago, you know, right. 20 years ago, it was just about professionalism. Can we look yes. on our website professional? Can we show that we're you know, dressed up and we're standing in front of buildings and we look like we can handle whatever's coming our way. And now that's sort of outdated and antiquated. So we want to move to what's going to stand out, what's going to make yes. it unique, what's going to give someone a feeling about it that's going to drive their, you know, drive their belief maybe in
yes.
that we're great, not just the visual of, you know, three white guys in front of a you know, a tall building.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, there are a lot of reasons for that, Steve, why it's been like that. But, you know, you start with that not too long ago, lawyers weren't able to advertise their services. And, you know, so things have kind of moved in a fashion over the last three or four decades or so. And this is where we are now.
Let me add something to this as well, because we are still in this great resignation that is occurring. Yeah. And I'm talking to lawyers, obviously, all day, every day. And the hits keep coming. I mean, the business is there for many of them, but they're also like desperate for talent and all this.
Yes.
And one of the things that I find interesting is that many of these law firms that are trying to recruit talent and bring over laterals and woo people over don't have a story. They don't have a cause or purpose. They're just another law firm. It's just a business that's set up to right. handle the law. Right. How important is it today, maybe more than ever, for law firms to really consider their story, their purpose, as a way of driving culture, as a way of driving interest from these laterals, that they can work for a group that has a common direction or a direction that looks good to go?
It's critical. As knowledge workers, one of the things we're seeing with our law firm clients, Steve, is that, you know, work can be done at distance. There's a firm we're working with right now, and they're in a major city in their state. And they had some talent gaps. And by sharing their story, they were able to recruit some talent in smaller cities in the state, people who didn't necessarily want to, you know, relocate. But if, you know, a trial matter or a big conference required it, they could, you know, in a couple of hours be in the city, right, for that. And I mean, let's face it, pretty much everybody in the audience knows most of the work is done at distance these days. Yeah. We're on video, email, the internet, right? All court filings are electronic practically everywhere in the United States. So, I mean, this is the way things are done. And to your point, in that environment, it's the story of the firm that's going to make the difference. What is the culture like? The story is the first thing that people are going to come to know about your culture, especially if, as the legal field evolves, we're seeing what we just talked about, that people are working at distance more often, maybe if it's hybrid, than in the past, right? And maybe they're working at distance, you know, 75 or 80% of the time, like the story I just shared about the one.
And just, I'm just curious for myself. I mean, I've got a number of different angles and stories about how I sort of came to be and working in this industry. And I also have this tagline, Be That Lawyer, which is, for many, yes. you know, I want to be the lawyer that everyone's talking about at the water cooler back when there was a water cooler. I want to be the one right. that everyone right. knows is like the top rainmaker at the firm. That's Be That Lawyer. It's like, stop, you know, just billing hours and just doing the minimum. Let's yes. go out and build a book and build your future. But then I've got all these stories from plane crash survivor to how I got pulled into the industry and kind of where I am today as sort of a guy who, you know, I have limited capacity. So, you know, my whole gig is like, how can I add value in the industry, knowing that out of the million plus lawyers in the US, you know, I'm going to work with 30, you know, 30 or 40 a year. And that's kind of it, which is right. great. I mean, I'm loving the 30, 40, but I also want to impact the industry. Like, I want the industry yeah. to change because I'm adding, you know, business development and other topics into it so that people can figure this stuff out.
Right. Right. So two things about stories, even if you're not a great reader, and you know, most lawyers, they have to read a lot. Books have chapters, right? So, you know, Steve, the story that you've lived in your life, you've had many chapters, right? So that's great. You're the sum total today of everywhere and everything you've ever done, right?
Well,
and
give or take four to 6 years in and after college. We won't count those. I'll just discount right off the bat.
Resemble that remark.
I'm just hoping there's no pictures or videos available. That's all I'm saying. I'll leave it.
Right. I'm old enough. There weren't that many pictures. So then we didn't have social media back then.
Thank God.
But you know, the other thing is, though, joking aside, social media, there are way more ways to share your story today and to have an impact on an industry than ever before. You know, one of the things we've done with some of our law firm clients, the idea of presenting through webinars has just grown exponentially. It's become a lot more comfortable to deliver thought leadership, authority leadership at distance. And that can really up the game, maximize the opportunity for somebody who lives at least for part of their life from the billable hour. If you don't have to travel, now, granted, there's some things you miss by not being in person with people, right?
Yep.
But if, you know, I knocked out two conferences in one day, two different time zones. You know, maybe not everybody wants to do that. For that person, that was right. It's possible today to do those kinds of things. YouTube channels, videos. There's a lot of opportunities in the legal field that didn't exist even 5 years ago.
Well, it sounds like, you know, getting the story aligned with your mission and the direction you're taking your firm, and then how do you get it out, right? Then it's about messaging and getting it out there. So the branding and the marketing working together, maybe in tangent then with the business development, because, you know, networking, somebody says, hey, you know, Paul, tell me about yourself. And then you just wing it and you just say whatever. Yeah. And you know, I've got five kids and they're living different. You know, okay. But you know, again, it's not like something structured that's going to actually get someone's either attention or get them to buy in or get them to ask questions, things that are going to really help with that interaction. So I think, you know, that's where what you're doing can help on so many different levels that, and lawyers just aren't thinking, for the most part, aren't thinking that way. They're just kind of business as usual, just keep cranking in those hours and not really considering their story, the brand, et cetera.
So. Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting, Steve, because in terms of practicing in your area of law, you're a strategic thinker. A lawyer is a strategic thinker, right? You just don't walk into court one day to represent your client. And you got to think about your story the same way. There's three words I use to describe our process, which is called story crafting: uncover, develop, and share. So most of what we see, no matter our profession, it's true for lawyers too, is the share part. Am I on social media or not? What's my website look like? Well, that's the third step in the process. First of all, you got to uncover your story. And then you have to your point, develop a plan to share that story. You know, not everybody belongs on social media, right? So don't just start a Facebook page or start trying to improve your LinkedIn when maybe that's not how you get business. You need a plan. So it's uncover, develop, and then share your story.
Yeah.
And while lawyers don't think about this frequently in terms of marketing their own expertise, if they think about it the way they would approach their work, the way they would represent a client, the way they would strategize on a matter, it might be a little bit more easy for them to think about the kind of the steps and the discipline that go into this.
Yeah. Well, I think we're going to wrap up on that, Paul. And I, again, just so appreciate your wisdom and advice in coming on the show and sharing that. Before we wrap up formally, though, I do have a new segment, everybody. It's called Game Changing Books, or book in this case. So, Paul, you had said a quote at the beginning, or sent me a quote at the beginning, and the book that you submitted is sort of like your like number one favorite book is also a Simon Sinek book. It's Start With Why, which kind of falls right into line with everything you've kind of been sharing.
Yes.
But why that book?
Because, just a real quick story, he gave a TED talk, and it was a TEDx talk, like in 2009. And this was the name of the talk. And it just, it blew up. Maybe we can put the link in the show notes.
Yeah.
It led him to write this book. It's phenomenal. And he talked about companies like Apple, and he talked about why the Wright brothers were the first to succeed at flight and other people who had more money and resources didn't. He really crystallizes the importance of understanding what gets you out of bed in the morning every day and drives you to do the great things that you do versus what you do. And that comes back to that quote, people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do.
And so think about that. If you're an attorney and you're just kind of going through the motions every day, that how much happier could you be? How much more successful could you be in your profession, in your career, if you had a real cause or real why to get up every day? I know I do. And so I shoot out of bed early in the morning and I'm like shot out of a cannon, and I have a big, beautiful day where I get to do podcasts and I get to work with clients and help them solve problems and meet new people and new, prospective clients. I mean, every day it's fun and it's interesting. And I think it's because I have a really good why. So anyway, yeah. Everybody listen to Paul. He's got some great, nuggets he shared. And if people want to reach out to you, Paul, what's the best way for them to find you?
I'll give you two URLs, www.capitalsstory.com, no surprise. And our firm website, wordwrightpr.com/storycrafting. Those two awesome. URLs will get you to lots of great content, sample chapter of the book, links to the book, and the work that we do for our clients.
Yep. And that's all in the show notes, everybody. So if you need the details, that's where they are. Paul, thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. I know you and I are going to be keeping in touch. We're going to be doing some stuff together moving forward. And just to, again, really, really great having you.
Thanks so much for having me, Steve. And great to be with your audience. Lots of great, smart people who deserve to share their story.
There you go. I love it. And hey, everybody, thanks for spending some time with Paul and I today. Hopefully, I've got my page of notes. How about you? Hope so. This is an opportunity for you to pick up something, some nugget that is going to help you figure out your why, whether it's talking to clients, whether it's looking at, uncover, develop, share. I mean, just reading all the stuff I have here, this is what it's all about. When I talk about be that lawyer, someone who's confident, organized, and a skilled rainmaker, knowing your why and having that story is a big part of it. So listen, take care, be safe, be well. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks for listening to Be That Lawyer. Life-changing strategies and resources for growing a successful law practice. Visit Steve's website, fretson.com, for additional information and to stay up to date on the latest legal business development and marketing trends. For more information and important links about today's episode, check out today's show notes.